Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 6, Day 36, Advance with New Strength. Let's read from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 to 10. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its furthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant, I have chosen you and have not rejected you, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thought for reflection. God gives you the job and then graces you with the ability. He chooses you from the most unlikely place, calls you his servant, and then strengthens you for the task. What an amazing God! When you read the Bible, it is astonishing to realize who God selected to be his authors. He chose a murderer, a man who killed another in fear and rage, to write the first five books. Then he selects a king who committed adultery, murder, and deception to write several others. God does not dwell on our past, but on our purpose. He is not afraid of our weaknesses, as he knows he has the strength to make us strong if we will yield our life. In these days, God is selecting people from unlikely places, both geographically and socially, to fulfill his plans. We just need to be flexible and let him direct our steps. I never believed that God would use me to teach and speak into nations. At school, conversation practice in my French classes were a major trauma, and I hated being selected to read any passage in an English class too. I was terrified I would embarrass myself. I had no confidence, but with God, everything changes. What others reject, God then accepts, and he trains you to be his instrument. So today, take time to rest in the new strength that God is giving you. Meditate on all his promises and allow him to help you. The patterns of yesterday will not control your life any longer. God has chosen you. I remember when I was a captain of the hockey squad, we would stand with our class in front of us as the captains, and we were allowed to choose our team for the friendly matches. We would see the crowd of eager faces, each ready and waiting to play. It was as if they were all screaming at us, "Pick me, pick me." Then we had the honour of choosing who would play for us. Sometimes I would feel sorry for certain people, as I knew they were never usually chosen. So I would pick them for my team, and I would always be amazed at how well they played. It was almost as if the decision to choose them boosted their confidence, so they played their best game ever. This is what I picture when I read that God has chosen us. He has selected us to play on the kingdom team and to work with him. I know I'm not the best player, but when I play alongside him, the standard of my game improves because he is the best. Although life is not a game, let the revelation of God choosing you to partner with him fill you with a fresh gratitude. Learn to partner with God and let him strengthen you. So let's pray. Focus for confession. Father, your call on my life has drawn me from the furthest places geographically and the deepest places emotionally. You've taken hold of me, chosen me, and I know you do not reject me. I am yours. So I will trust you that you are with me even when life doesn't always make sense. Let me know you are there. Thank you for your strong arm underneath me, for your love and compassion towards me. Father, uphold me now. Hold me close and let me know that I am strong and complete in you. Thank you for this strength. Amen.